Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM?
You go commando in Barbados?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. When it's boiling hot, like it's 95 degrees, yeah. You don't go to a restaurant with nothing on under your trousers.
Why not?
You sit there and the table starts rising. Hello, I'm Alan Brazil at the London Bridge Hotel, and it's time for another debrief. And alongside the Gab father, Gabby Ab Bon Lahore. Gab, how are you, pal?
I'm average, to be honest, Alan.
I meant, how's your health?
I'm on the old orange juice, mate. Fruits, mate, fruits.
Gabby, you worry me, I'm telling you. That's why you're never well, because you don't enjoy yourself.
I don't drink enough.
You're miserable, okay. Honestly.
So, Alan, lazy British people are apparently using the sniff test to decide if they will wear dirty clothes again. The sniff test.
Oh, we spoke of this, didn't we?
Millions are wearing the same garments, sometimes for 3 days in a row.
Well, we spoke of this.
Sniff test.
Now, hold on, let me just say this. Some people are struggling. You know, the economy at the moment's not easy, is it? It's tough out there for a lot of people.
Of course, yeah.
So I'm not going to hammer people that, you know, have a not a problem, but you know, they've just got to make do what they've got. But some people are lazy that they will, you know, they might have the same gear on, the same boxer shorts, same knickers on for 3 days. You can't do that.
It's not normal, that isn't it?
Don't get me wrong, I might at the weekends, I might whip my jeans off, and next morning if I'm going to play, I'll take the dog for a walk, I might chuck them on again.
Yeah, but I feel like jeans are differently. I don't think you have to wash your jeans every time you wear them. I don't agree with that.
I normally agree a couple of days.
You're not supposed to, are you? Yeah, you're not supposed to. That makes sense.
So
but T-shirts and stuff.
What attire are we talking about?
No, I'm saying like T-shirts and shirts. You've got to wash them.
T-shirts are not expensive. Everyone's got plenty of T-shirts. There's no call for that.
No.
If you're talking about suits, some people might have one suit or a blazer.
But it depends, though. The suit will be okay to wear more than once, but the shirt has to be washed.
Oh, no, no,
do you know what I mean?
Agree. You can't wash
the suit
about
jacket, you can't wash every time.
You can't go out of bed, get in the shower, come in and look at your shirt and whistle and it jumps in your back. You can't have that. No, you have to. Even before you go to bed, if you just wash it and hang it up.
Yeah.
And run the shower for a bit, the steam gets to it, and then it's okay.
Old school, yeah?
Yeah,
I like
you
it.
You can do that.
I like your style, Al. The thing is, though, I don't know how people can go commando. It's uncomfortable. Without a pair of boxers, it's uncomfortable.
Not in the Caribbean, it's not. A nice pair of shorts.
You know, once you go back.
Like the palm trees, Gab. Let it flow. Let them swing.
So you go commando in Sandy Lane, Barbados?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. When it's boiling hot, like it's 95 degrees, yeah.
See ya.
What's wrong with that? Depends where you're going. You don't go to a restaurant.
Why not?
With nothing on under your trousers.
Why
can
not?
You sit there and the table starts rising. No, you can't. No, you
you
can't.
Are something else. Pr- Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is apparently overly particular about the way his wife stacks the dishes in the dishwasher. So, Al, are you like this with Jill?
I would, don't get involved. I would question that, to be honest.
I don't believe that either.
Because they've got so much money, I'm pretty sure they have a maid.
A maid?
Oh, yeah, they've got to have a maid. They have got so much money between them, they must have a helper, a maid. So that's nonsense.
Don't believe it?
Absolutely not. I actually turned my dishwasher off last night in the flat. I was trying to watch the end of the football. My daughter had gone to bed. And beep, beep, beep. What's that noise? So I went in the kitchen. I'm like, what's beeping? And it was a dishwasher, so I turned it off.
But was it finished?
Well, I had to, yeah. Something was beeping, so, yeah.
Does it beep when it finishes?
Yeah, so I'm not really a... I'm not really a kitchen appliance man.
Yeah, I'm not either, Al. Leave all that to the missus, Al, didn't you?
No, she... Look, the kitchen is her domain.
Oh.
I don't get involved in it.
Why?
What are you looking at the sky for?
Really?
Well, it's better than washing up, isn't it? Because then, you know, you have your nails done twice a week, don't you? So, I mean, you know, so dishwashers are brilliant. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I believe that.
Hold on, who does... Oh, you've got a maid, have you?
I haven't got a maid, no.
You've got
a
maid.
No, I haven't got a maid.
You little fibber.
I wish I did, haven't.
All right, then who does all your hoover? I do it.
I do it.
Get lost,
I do,
Gabby.
Mate. I've got my Dyson hoover.
Get lost. I'm not having
it. Do they make hoovers? Yeah.
I bet you make your kids do it and give them a fiver.
No. They're that lazy, mate. They wouldn't do it, so there's no point. They're that lazy, Al. They wouldn't do
it. Who does that? Gabby, don't tell me you do it, because you're never there.
I'm never with the kids either.
You're never there.
I'm never with the kids either.
That's right. I bet you go in there and there's dust everywhere.
I do bits. Not hoovering. I don't mind putting a dishwasher on.
Gav, if you want me to talk, get your feet off my mic, Lee. Listen, are we getting lazier now? The more
maybe.
The more crikey. If you think about it, the more things we have now in kitchens. Hot water taps and all these things now, all the different gadgets you get. Maybe we are getting
even
lazy.
I don't know if you've got one, but even the hot water tap.
No, I haven't. I think they're great.
That boil you boil hot water, so you have to boil the kettle. I've got one of them.
Because I live in an old barn. My kitchen's is an older.
Is an older one, yeah.
But they are great. Then
you know what is though, Al? Because sometimes, like when you want to make a coffee, and you've got to put the kettle on and wait for it to boil. You're a bit like, oh, can't be asked.
I don't drink much.
I have a
coffee in the morning,
isn't it though? It's easier. So easy, like a little double twist, boiling hot water, lovely.
No, I put the kettle on.
Really?
Yeah.
You do or Jill?
No, when I have one, I'll put the kettle on.
You'll put it on, yeah.
That's normally good. Jill, but when if she's warm, you go.
You'll put one on.
I'll put one on.
Good to know, mate.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, but if you say so.
So when you're off to Bournemouth now, who's going to do your dusting and hoovering at home?
My oldest son.
You
haven't
said
got a maid. Stop
again.
It. He's a lazy git.
Listen.
He's a lazy git.
Six bedroom with an annex. You tell me he doesn't have a maid.
I haven't got a maid. I promise you I haven't. I wish.
Oh, does he push forwards of
got
his house, does he?
Got a cleaner. Not a maid. Cleaner, yeah? Have you got a cleaner?
No.
Oh. I've got a cleaner.
I've just asked you that.
That's not a maid.
I've just asked you that. I don't have a cleaner.
Oh. Only once.
I don't have a cleaner.
Once a week.
I don't have a gardener.
Yes, you do, Al.
I do not.
Why you cut that grass?
I will swear
12
on my
acres.
Children's life, I do not have a...
So who cuts your grass then?
Me.
What are you lying for?
Jill does the push-on, I do the sit-on.
Do you get on the one that you drive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But that could all go soon. I'm thinking of putting some vines in.
Oh, really?
I think I'm having a own wine brand. Thinking about it.
Why don't you do it? You might as well. You've got the land.
Well, give me a little bit of...
Something to do.
Interest to do.
Yeah.
Can't keep doing radio, can I? So I'm going to have to do something.
You only work part time. You got loads of spare time.
Yeah, I do 3 days a week. Gab, how many do you do?
One. Oh yeah, two.
Oh, you can't count Saturday night with a chump.
Nah, it's not a job.
Phone in. God dear. If you ever let anyone call in who's sober. Hey.
It's never answer there. Jamie loves it though. You know what he's like. So, celebrities like Keanu Reeves are getting blamed as a swathe of new names like Flo and Kira are causing more traditional names to no longer exist. Are there any new names you cannot stand? When you hear someone's name and you're like... When people probably name them kids after, well, like,
we,
months,
we, hold on, we're the days. I've got to be careful what I say, because he's a boxer. But what was his name again? Delicious someone. Oh, give us a break.
Who, Delicious?
What was his mum and dad thinking about? Delicious. You can't have a first name, Delicious.
Delicious.
A second name, Delicious. Golden Delicious.
I'm not sure about that.
Apple. You can't have a first name.
There's some strange names. Even like Kim Kardashian, I think one of her kids' names North, one's West, one's bloody South. Like, what's next?
It's not fair.
Someone's named themselves
Apple.
Imagine now.
Come on.
Apple, no, grab me an apple. Not you.
No.
Yeah, it's not right. Strange. People go over the top, don't they?
Look, we're all different, but I don't know. I think people do it just to.
Yeah.
Just to be stupid and.
But I always think.
Kid's got to keep with that,
exactly. That's what I think. Your kids have got to, like, have that name forever. Do you know what I mean?
Moon Unit. Yeah. You know. But as. I tell you what I do like, talking about moons. I think young Frankie Lampard has got a Luna. That I can put up with that. Luna's a nice name.
Yeah, that's something different, but not after
not crab apple.
Yeah, not after like an apple or
cooking
a pear.
Apple. What you like it? What you like it? Cooking apple.
Yeah,
but it just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense, does it? No. Ridiculous. The Permal is coming back with many rushing to salons to get their 90s style. Can you see it catching on? I don't know. Oh, the perm.
90s style. I had a perm.
It was earlier than that, wasn't it?
It was natural. But I remember, did Kevin Keegan not have a perm? Get it perm? Terry McDermott, people like that. But that was 90s. That was 70s.
Yeah, I can't see it coming back, though. Can you? Well, I don't know, actually.
The mullet comes back.
Yeah,
that's,
you're right.
Back, isn't it?
Fashion as well is coming back with the baggy jeans and the flares. Wouldn't surprise me, you know.
Does fashion not surprise you?
Yes. Some of the stuff people wear now. You see some of the footballers now.
Well,
what they're wearing to training. Wow.
You know, flares or baggy flares back again. People with different colour socks on. And
yes. That's what I see a lot. People,
mean,
different colour socks. It's like,
weird,
come on,
isn't it?
Mine was Henry Lansbury. Yeah, Henry Lansbury. Shocking gear. Shocking. Every day. Dressed like a rocker. Just rascal gear. You know, like, no effort, no cost. Just rascal gear. What about you, Al?
But no, because we didn't have the money. We didn't have a lot of money to dress.
Just wear whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like your dressing room was like Watch the Switzerland, wasn't it? All the players had like 50 grand watches.
No, come on. But I think like training as well, people weren't really bothered, was they? It was wear whatever. You go to training, doesn't really matter.
You know what, Gab? My missus always says to me, you're a slob. I'm like, what?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, always. Can you tidy yourself up? I said, Jill, I work on radio. All right, we start filming it now, don't we?
Yeah, of course, but...
I have never been happier in a pair of jeans and a shirt or a jumper.
Yeah. You look smart, mate.
I don't need to... Well, I don't feel I need to put a blazer on.
No way, no way.
You know, and
no way. Only if you're going out for an important meal or
you're
the events.
Same. You're very casual.
I wear tracksuits because it's comfortable. If you're getting up at 5 a.m, do you want to be like uncomfortable?
People don't realise that.
Yeah, wear what's comfortable.
My alarm
for you.
Went this morning at 4:15.
Did it? Oh.
I had a 15-minute snooze and I got in the shower.
Why so early when you're not until 6?
Because I like to just try and wake up a wee bit.
Wake up a wee bit, yeah.
But no, it's difficult in the dark.
My alarm went off out. I woke up like the Undertaker. You know when like Tyson Fury woke up, got up after that Deontay Wilder punch. That's how I got up today. Straight in. I can't snooze. If I snooze, forget about it.
Oh, I can. I love a snooze.
I'm scared of turning it off, though.
I think I've had 4 snoozes. I think that's my record. Snooze, snooze,
really?
Snooze, snooze, yeah. Yeah, and then I'm late. But, it's difficult, isn't it? I think in the winter, Gab, right, that's when you really struggle getting up in the mornings. You go to bed in the dark and you wake up in the dark.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, this one for you, mate. One of your favourite actors, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Brilliant.
Has absolutely revealed brilliant. He's a big fan of collecting Star Wars figures. He uses an anonymous name when bidding for the toys online.
Toys?
How do you feel about this?
Yep. Listen, Sir Rod's got a train set.
Okay.
I think Jules Holland has a big train set.
What do you mean train set?
They have train sets. But I'm talking about worth thousands.
Are they?
Yeah, so people are, people are a bit strange. Maybe
people
that
lost
as
the
a
block.
Kid, he loved it, you know?
I think he's a bit of a strange one, Leonardo. He goes on about climate change. He's got, like, he's always on private jets. I'm like, he's big on climate change, but doesn't care about the climate himself.
No, I know.
Incredible,
no,
isn't it?
Look, people, look, these guys are superstars, aren't they? And they have their own PR guys. You see, say this, say that. You know, when you talk about change, you know, come out with this. But no, listen.
Yeah.
I bet he's got Ferraris and all.
Oh, of course, yeah. He's not going around in, like, you know, electric car, and he's on private jets.
Well, the type of the electric car now emits more damaging.
Really?
To the stratosphere than.
I thought that was the whole point of him.
No, you got a massive tax break now by electric cars, especially through your company guard. But I'm not sure of them. A, I'm scared of breaking down. There's no chargers nearby. It's not for me. And then I read they're not as clean as you think. So
you see, as well, the problem out with some of these electric cars. My friend's got one, and he travelled from Kent to Birmingham, and he didn't make it all the way. He had to stop off on the way. Never mind on the way back, because if you're using the using the aircon, the music,
wipers,
it all uses like electric.
Yeah,
so you might have 250 miles or 300, but like it lasts 100 miles.
Electric cabs in London, five people in the back.
Yeah,
you've got Heathrow run from the city, and it's pouring the rain. You get the wipers on.
Yeah, all use electric.
You don't get there.
So the car, you can fill your car up. Say like get 300, 400 miles off it. You could do London, Birmingham, return. Electric, you can't.
You know when you. There's a thing about filling my car up, right? When I fill it up, number a full tank, I feel really relief. Mm. It's weird, isn't it? I don't do a lot of miles.
I hate filling the car up.
Yeah, well, I don't like it, but when I do it, I think, oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's done now. It should last a while.
And I always have my little clock on how many miles I've got.
Yes,
same.
If
I fill up, I've got around 500 miles.
500, yeah.
And I'm happy with that. In fact, on my way home from London.
Exactly.
Back to Suffolk on Saturday morning, I will fill up.
Yes, on the way back.
Trip to Cheltenham.
Yep, lovely.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Alan, YouTube is said to be worth, wow, $300 billion. It was launched back in 2005 across the globe. However, do you regret not copyrighting the term YouTube, as you were the first to say it?
No, I might have been the first on radio, but...
$300 billion?
Tube's a Glasgow scene.
Who owns YouTube then? $300 billion.
But YouTube is a Glasgow saying. People
unreal,
said it
mate.
Way before.
Unreal
me.
Saying. YouTube.
Numpty's well. A lot of numpty, people use
yeah,
numpty.
Numpty's hilarious.
Yeah, just silly little words like that.
It's a funny insult, isn't it? Numpty. It's harmless, but
people
it's like
he's just slaughtered me.
Yeah.
What does numpty mean?
Yeah, numpty. I like it.
Yeah, but no. I know what you mean because people have made.
Could you have copyrighted that though?
Don't know, actually. Mm. Don't know. But look at Tom Skinner, Bosch. I remember, he's going to hate me for this, but I remember when I was at Spurs in 83, Glenn Hoddle saying Bosch.
Yeah.
Or Paul Miller when he tackled someone, get in there, Bosch.
Yeah.
That was 1983.
Mm. So you're saying, yeah. People said it before him.
Yeah.
Probably the saying as well from that part of London, isn't it?
Probably.
A lot of people use it.
Up in Yam Yam Land?
We say, come on, mate. Or am ya? No. We don't have any sayings.
No?
None.
You must have.
We don't. None.
Peaky Blinders.
No, they're more like Birmingham
Heath?
City. I don't get involved with them.
Where's Small Heath to?
Small Heath.
It's St Andrews, isn't it?
Yeah, Small Heath's not far. It's all Birmingham's quite. Villa Park and Birmingham City is like 5 minutes.
Well, Birmingham's Aston, isn't it?
Aston, yeah.
Aston University.
Yes. Perfect.
And then you get down the Hagley Road.
Lovely.
West Brom.
Lovely, mate.
Oh, is it?
Hagley Road's nice. And then you sort of get into West Brom, but yeah. Wolverhampton, not far either.
And then Coventry, the other
Coventry's
way.
Nice, mate. Countryside.
Kenilworth Road,
yes. Leamington Spa.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
Lovely area,
Cheltenham.
Yes.
You're talking.
Is that not far from Cheltenham?
You're
Leamington.
Stratford upon Avon, Evesham.
Stratford upon Avon's lovely.
Yeah, down there's gorgeous.
Is that close to Cheltenham? Stratford.
Yes, yeah. You're on the way to Cheltenham.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Gabby, do you never go out?
I do.
Not, you know that 180 grand Range Rover you just bought? Take it down to the Cotswolds.
Take it down, okay. I'm going to. Yeah.
You probably got a driver as well, haven't you?
No, come on.
Yeah. Well, that was a debrief of myself, Alan Brazil, and Gabby Agbonlahor. You can listen to all the previous episodes on the Talksport app, or whether you normally get your podcasts from. I'm on Talksport Breakfast from 6 a.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Hope you enjoyed it. Bit of fun. We'll speak next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.